Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Shoftim, Judges, Week 48, Fifth Aliyah. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 and verse 18. How is Yeshua similar to Moshe? Many prophets have been raised up in Israel, and they have filled important functions. All of them have fulfilled one part of this prophecy, but none of them have been on the same level as Moshe. In order for this passage of Scripture to be fulfilled, there must be another prophet who is like Moshe in many ways. There are many similarities between Yeshua and Moshe, all the way from their birth to their death. Moshe's life and ministry is a prophetic foreshadowing that speaks of Yeshua himself. Here we see some events in Moshe's life that make him like Yeshua. Number one, Moshe was rejected by his own people when he came to them the first time. In Exodus 2, verse 14a, it is written, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us?" This was the first time that Moshe tried to reach the hearts of his brothers. They did not acknowledge him. In this prophetic event, there is something that speaks of what would happen to Yeshua when he came to the people the first time. John 1:11. Sadly, the majority of the Jewish people did not receive him when he came, and he was rejected by the leaders and judges of the Jewish nation. This is who were his own. Therefore, he was taken away from them for a long time in order to be reintroduced to them again with power, just as was the case with Moshe. Number two, Moshe came back to Israel after a long time. In Exodus 2, verse 23a, it is written, "A long time passed." Even though Moshe was far away from his people for a long time, his heart was with them. After 40 years, Moshe was sent back to Egypt to confront Pharaoh and to set the children of Israel free from his power. In the same way, Yeshua will, after a long time, come back to Israel with Hashem's authority, in order to completely set the children of Israel free from the oppression of the new world order. Moshe was sent to the people free from the slavery under Pharaoh in Egypt. That's the point number three. And I repeat, Moshe was sent to set the people free from the slavery under Pharaoh in Egypt. In Exodus 3, verse 10b, it is written, "You shall bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Pharaoh symbolizes Satan. Egypt symbolizes the world. The slavery of our forefathers symbolizes the slavery of man under the power of sin that dwells within him. In the same way that Moshe was sent to set the people of Israel free from Pharaoh's power, Yeshua came to set us free from Satan's power. In the same way that Moshe was sent to set the people of Israel free from the land of Egypt, Yeshua came to set the children of Abraham free from this world's system. In the same way that Moshe was sent to set the people of Israel free from slavery, Yeshua came to set us free from slavery to sin, as it is written in Romans 6, verses 5 through 7. "For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we will also be part of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was nailed to the tree with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be in bondage to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Number 4. Moshe performed unusual miracles. In Exodus 4, verse 5, it is written that they may believe that Hashem has appeared to you. Moshe was sent to perform unusual miracles. No man on earth could do as great miracles as Moshe could until Yeshua came. It is absolutely clear that the miracles that Yeshua performed, which were documented in the books called the Gospels, are evidence that he is the fulfillment of the promise of a prophet like Moshe. With the Father's authority to do all kinds of remarkable and unusual miracles, among other things, opening the eyes of the blind, cleansing lepers, healing the lame, driving out demons, and raising the dead. In John 15, verse 24, it is written, "If I hadn't done among them the works which no one else did, they wouldn't have had sin. But now have they seen and also hated both me and my Father." In the same way that Moshe was sent to work unusual miracles in order to confront the evil one and set the people free, Yeshua has come with all the power of heaven to destroy the works of Satan and to set the people of Israel and the whole world free from the consequences of slavery to sin. There are several more areas of Moshe's life that we could point so that they could show that they're parallel to Yeshua. But we're going to end here with the words in John 5, verses 39 and verse 46 that say, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they which testify about me. For if you believed Moshe, you would believe in me, for he wrote about me. Blessed be the Eternal for having fulfilled his promise in Yeshua." Shalom.